So another poverty pimp has gotten away with murder again. Another poverty pimp has managed to disrespect the black community, take money from the black community. And no matter how many times I tell you people that this is what they're doing, you continue to fall for the okey-doke. Now, I was really vilified last year. Mainly last year, but I've been speaking on Black Lives Matter for the longest time and trying to expose them ever since they formed, ever since the Black Lives Matter movement began. I have openly spoken out against them. Listen, I get it. Black Lives Matter. I get it. You like the saying. You like the terminology. You like it. Black Lives Matter. All right, that's cute. But what you fail to understand and realize is that Black Lives Matter is nothing but a George Soros funded operation. All right? And George Soros is not black. And George Soros's whole purpose in life is to destroy America. Now, regardless of how you feel about that, you have to ask yourself a question. Do you want black people taking the blame for the destruction of America? Because that's what George Soros and Black Lives Matter is setting you up for. They're setting you up to take the blame for the destruction of America, the downfall of America. They're going to blame black people. Black Lives Matter. This is the reason why the media is allowing Patrice Cullors to go unchecked. I'm talking about mainstream media. Now, what am I talking about here? New York Post. I told you the New York Post is on it, man. New York Post reports Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors reportedly builds a fence gate around her $1.4 million home. Now, this is a woman that's supposed to be fighting for your economics. I guess you can say economic equality, just equality in general, right? And she's supposed to be one of these freedom fighters, right? You're supposed to be black this, black that, black everything black. But she lives out in the white community. Matter of fact, she lives out in Topanga, California. And it says here in his article, Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice almost called her Patrice O'Neill. She almost looks like Patrice O'Neill. Let me skip down. It says, a neighbor told the news outlet that a subcontractor told him the wooden fencing at the Ritzy home in Topanga Canyon would surround the entire property and estimated the job to be in the $35,000 range. So, it says here in quote, this is coming from the Daily Mail, it will have an electric gate at the driveway portion, a walk-up door and call box, and other safety measures, cameras, you know, to keep the riffraff out, he told the Daily Mail. That's what an insider told the Daily Mail. So, interesting that she gets to move out of the urban cities in her nice home, which is, what did they say, is worth $1.4 million, which I'm not hating. I'm not hating. But here's the thing. She resigned. She retired from Black Lives Matter. How do you retire? How do you retire from, after you create all of this chaos, people have gone to jail behind your rhetoric and following you and your movement and your cause. And then when it's all done, you go and you retire. I mean, damn. And then have the nerve to build a damn fence around your home. Where's the fences around the people who supported you? Where's their fence at? Now, I'm mocking and poking fun at the situation, but really it's serious. It's really serious. And I saw on the internet, a lot of black people were pissed off. And they were saying, hey, another poverty pimp got you again. Right? Because a lot of black people are waking up. But we got to get out of this thing where we just support something because it's black. Just because it's black, just because it's black, so-called black, blackity black, 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 that doesn't mean that it's in your best interest. You have a lot of black people, so-called black people, that are on the payroll. A lot of agents. She's a Marxist agent on the George Soros payroll. If you don't know who George Soros is, he's a billionaire. He's not black. He's basically funding these groups. He's one of the people funding these groups like Black Lives Matter, Antifa. And their whole thing is to destroy America. Now, like I said before, if you don't care, okay. But don't be the fall guy. Even if you don't care, like let's say you're one of those black people that are like, oh, well, you know, America ain't never gave me nothing, right? Don't be so ignorant that you want to be a part of the BS. Don't be the fall guy. And I brought this out last year, and of course, you know, I got ignored. I got called all kinds of names. And oh my God, you must have sold out. While Black Lives Matter was protesting for George Floyd, who died of an overdose, by the way. By the way, that's the reality. And Breonna Taylor had drug dealers in her home. That's another reality. Sorry. You know, sorry. But, you know, what I was trying to bring out last year, and I did bring this out, Chicago set the record for murders in a 24-hour period during the George Floyd Black Lives Matter protests. Do you know how embarrassing that is, and the message that this sends around the country? Now, just because you didn't know about it, because I know a lot of you don't know about it, because all you're doing is watching liberal mainstream media. So they wasn't talking about it. You had an election, and it was inconvenient for the Democrats to bring these things up because it would have given Trump a talking point. But the reality of the situation is, they're watching you kill yourselves. The system is set up, is rigged for you And listen, I'm not talking to every black person directly. Let me say that. Because I know people get emotional in their feelings. I'm trying to get the point across. The point across that these Democrats don't care nothing about you. They've been in control of the black community for, what did they say, 40, 50 years? 50 years, I think. 50 to 60 years, actually. But look at the crime. If they really cared about you, don't you think they would fix that first? But they set the system up. They brought the drugs in, Reagan. The war on drugs, right? And they brought crack in. They dump all the drugs into the black community, right? That's how they started off. And then it's a continuous cycle. They arrest you. You go to jail. You give them free slave labor. They invest in these private prison systems. Right, these private prisons. They make money off of it. They promote the violence and the music. Right? They dump the guns in the black community. The unregistered guns. But these are the same people that are supposedly anti-gun. And they want to pass strict gun laws. You know what I mean? But if you look at all of the guns that, excuse me, if you look at all of the cities, states in America, right? All of the states in America that have loose, you know, gun laws and people are actually able to carry, for the most part, the crime rates are lower. You know why? Because everyone knows that everyone got a gun. You're not going to run up on somebody when you know they probably have a gun. So anyway, I digress. But what I'm trying to say is that you are being hoodwinked. These poverty pimps are constantly playing you for fools. Constantly. When are you going to wake up and learn, man? When are you going to start holding the Democratic Party accountable? And this is what Trump was talking about. They called him a racist. Like, dude, somebody needs to fix this shit. Somebody needs to fix it. He wanted to bring federal troops into Chicago. They were like, oh, no, 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 you can't do that. That's racist. Dude, at the time, Chicago was probably leading the damn world damn near. I can't say that because there's third world countries that have higher murder rates. But they were up there. Where was Black Lives Matter? Where was Black Lives Matter? Where was the protest? Again, I'm not... Listen, I am against police brutality. I know police brutality exists. I know that it's a thing. I know it happens. I get it. But you know what happens more than that? Black on black crime. And don't tell me it ain't a problem, because it is. New York crime rate is through the roof. Nobody's talking about it. They're talking about going back to normal. If that's what you call going back to normal, 200% increase in murder and crime, that's what you're talking about going in the black neighborhoods? That's going back to normal? While Patrice Cullors gets to cozy up in her $1.4 million home with her electric gate, electric fencing, that's $35,000. And retire? They don't even know how much money she made. Breonna Taylor's mom called out BLM some time ago. I know you didn't see it on your little lefty mainstream media news. She called them out for not doing anything, for not donating nothing. Let me go back to this article is here. It says Patrice Cullors, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, who is now resigned and retired, says she paid for the house in cash. Damn. $1.4 million home? Did she pay $1.4 million in cash? I'm pretty sure she didn't pay the, you know, full $1.4 million in cash. I don't know. Anyway, damn. She rolling, ain't she? In order for you to put down that kind of money, imagine what she has to have in her bank account. And you say, well, you're watching her bank account. Dude, this is the woman that's supposed to be a freedom fighter. This is the woman that's supposed to be blackity black, 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 y'all. I'm with the black community. Well, why in the hell are you out there with the, not just white, the whitest of the white liberals? You're not even, you out there with the elites. You know, not checking your pockets, but damn, how much money did you make off of Black Lives Matter? Oh, she made the money off of book sales, right? And then what you going to tell me? Look at this, right? It says, Cullors last month, this is going back to the article, Cullors last month announced she was resigning as executive director of the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness me. Where's George Soros' name? She is resigning from the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, which she had led for almost 6 years to focus on a book and TV deal. Oh, isn't that nice? Meanwhile, murder rate through the roof in the black communities all across the country. Crime throughout the country has increased like crazy throughout the country. So imagine what it's like in the black neighborhoods. I'm talking about the poor black neighborhoods, not the working class. Which, by the way, liberal media pretends like there is no working class black neighborhoods. Y'all do know that, right? They talk to you like you're nothing but a bunch of hoodlums and thugs. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go into this later. I saw a video of someone went out and recorded. They recorded, you know, a random, you know, random people in the street, mostly little lefty white liberals. And they asked the question. It was a white guy. He asked them the question, you know, what do they think about voter ID? You know, because that's a hot topic because the left wing media is calling it racist. And the response that these people were giving, unbelievable. They were basically saying that black people are too stupid to know how to get on the internet. And This is coming from Democrats, left-wing, liberal Democrats that were basically saying black people are too stupid to know how to get on the internet and you know, register to vote. This is what they were saying. I told you, these Democrats, they pretend like they love you, but they look at you like you're stupid. They talk down to you and you don't even realize it. You don't even understand how they really look at you. But back to the article. I keep going off. Colors last month announced she was resigning as executive director of the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, which she had led for almost 6 years to focus on a book and TV deal. Says, I've created, this is what she said in quote, I've created the infrastructure and the support and the necessary bones and foundation so that I can leave, she said at the time. It feels like the time is right. There's your hero. There's your, there's your queen. The queen of BLM. She said, I've created the infrastructure and the support and the necessary bones and foundation so that I can leave. Hey, she's made that money. She's pimped y'all. And I'm telling you, I went to YouTube when I saw this article, and I went to YouTube to see the response from the Black community, and people were roasting, not her, but the people that followed her in Black Lives Matter. But don't worry, there'll be another racial conflict when the time is right. And I'm pretty sure they'll blame Trump or whoever. It'd be some random situation. See, the media, the liberals own the media. And because they own the media, they're able to spin anything to make it look like whatever they want to make it look like. They told Dave Chappelle when he left the Chappelle show, when he left, what was it, Comedy Central? They told Dave Chappelle, they said, by the time your plane touches down in Ohio, we'll make the world believe that you're a crackhead. He spoke on this. I forgot where he was at. But they were basically flexing on him. They were telling him, we can make you look like whatever we want to make you look like. They can make anyone look like who they want to make it look like. Just like they made Biden look like he was this lovable guy. When Biden has literally said that Black people are nothing but roaches. Don't believe me, ask Judge Joe Brown. He called Black people roaches. Said he didn't want his children going to Black, to segregated schools. Desegregated. He didn't want them going to desegregated schools. It'll be a jungle. Call Black people roaches. Hillary Clinton has embraced the teachings of Margaret Sanger, who is a eugenicist who wants to destroy Black people, kill Black people. Margaret Sanger is one of the most racist, disgusting people you ever see in your life. But Hillary Clinton embraced her teachings. Openly embrace. And they know that you don't know who these people are. They know this is why they're able to push Planned Parenthood in the Black community. And, you know, they push abortion you know, the what's the word I'm looking for? They're able to basically what they do is they pretend as if they're trying to help. Oh, we just want to help the black women who are unable to have, you know, have these babies and take care of these children. And, oh, the fathers aren't there. You know, that's the other thing that they push. There's no black fathers. So we need to give them the rights to have abortions. So that's what Planned Parenthood is. But really what they're trying to do is depopulate black people. They're trying to decrease the numbers of black children being born. Because it's a numbers game. All right? But you continue to follow these people. Oh, yeah. And they make sure they target the black community. I'm talking about Planned Parenthood. They make sure they target the black community. There was a person that called up Planned Parenthood some time ago and exposed them. He said he wanted to donate, I forget how much money. This is maybe pushing 15 years ago or more. White guy, you know, he went undercover. He called them to just to test them to see what they would say. He said, literally on the phone call, I want to donate money specifically to target black people so that more black women will have abortions. And the person on the phone, the person that took his call, was saying, yeah, we can do that. And he was like, yeah, because I think that there's just too many black people. We need to get rid of black people. You know, I'm paraphrasing. But he was saying something along these lines. I'm paraphrasing, though. He was saying something along the lines of, there's too many black people being born. We need to get rid of black people. We need more black abortions. And the person that took his call unknowingly, she didn't know. I believe it was a woman that took his call. She didn't know that he was recording the phone conversation because he didn't really feel that way. He was trying to expose Planned Parenthood and how they're targeting black people to try to reduce the numbers of black children born. Oh, but don't worry. Obama supports Planned Parenthood. So it's got to be liberal and it's got to be a good thing, right? And that the way you Negroes think? Huh? Blackity, black, 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 y'all. I'm blackity, black, black, y'all. Everything's all blackity, black, black, y'all, right? Ain't it the way you Negroes think? So he exposed. And Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates, oh, they love Planned Parenthood. Reduce the number of black people being born, black children born in this country. Specifically in this country. Oh, but don't worry. Black Lives Matter will expose that, right? Oh, they haven't? Oh, the hell you say? Black Lives Matter hasn't exposed that? You kidding me? No, but I thought they were Black Lives Matter. So why aren't they exposing the people that are trying to destroy black lives? Oh, that's right. Because Patrice O'Neal, still call her Patrice O'Neal. Patrice Cullors has retired. She's taken her money and she's going home. If I call her Patrice O'Neal one more time. She's taking her money and she's going home. Patrice O'Neal Cullors. Patrice Cullors has taken her money and she's going home, her $1.4 million home. Newsflash, this bitch does not care for you, dumbasses. And neither does these leaders of Black Lives Matter. And if you don't believe me, go ask Breonna Taylor's mom. I cannot do anything with the older Black generation. They're lost. They're gone. They don't care about nothing. They're stuck on the Democratic plantation, as Candace Owens would say. I can't do nothing with them. There's no arguing with them. But the youth, got to concentrate on the youth. Somebody asked me, what do? You concentrate on the youth. You got to get them now. You got to get them now. The youth. You got the red pill, the youth. It's the only hope. I want to finish this article off. Like I said, Patrice Cullors has resigned. It says here in the article, Cullors' resignation came amid controversy over the group's finances and her personal wealth, including an alleged real estate buying spree in which she snagged four high-end homes for $3.2 million in the U.S., according to property records. But she insisted that her departure had been in the works and was not tied to those attacks. No. The game is up. The gig is up. The jig is up. Both the jig and the gig is up because that was her gig. Pimping Black people. Poverty pimp. She called those right-wing attacks. She says here, those right-wing attacks that try to discredit my character and I don't operate off of what the right thinks about me. So she turned this into a political matter. No, you got called out by everyone when you got caught going on a $3.2 million shopping spree. Buying homes, she snagged four high-end homes for $3.2 million. And that's according to property records. That's not according to Donald Trump, Miss Lady. Miss Patrice Cullors. Or should I call you Patrice O'Neal Cullors? That's not according to Fox News. That's according to property records. So no, it's not a right-wing attack. You got caught. All that money. And you got more than that. Those were right-wing attacks, she said, that tried to discredit my character and I don't operate off of what the right thinks about me. Says in February, The Black Lives Matter Foundation revealed that it took in over $90 million last year. Following the May 2020 murder of George Floyd, a Black man whose last breaths under the knee of a white Minneapolis police officer inspired protests globally. And how did that turn out? It turned out with Black people being embarrassed, protests all over the country and over the world, all over the world. Black people destroying their own property, and rioting. And don't tell me it wasn't happening, because I seen it. The mainstream media covered nothing. They didn't show you the violence that took place during those so-called protests. There were riots. I seen it with myself. I was in D.C. at night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I seen it. Don't tell me, oh, you're just trying to speak for the Republicans. No, I seen it. Can't lie to me. And like I said before, there were so many murders that took place, even in New York too, that they didn't speak about while they were protesting for Black lives. Black lives matter. Yet they let all these Black people get murdered and had the nerve to be screaming, defund the police, while Black people are dying from the hands of other Black people. Chicago set the record for murder in 24 hours during the Black Lives Matter protests last summer, in the middle of the protests. Just let that sink in. How embarrassing is that?